Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, I thank you, and I look forward to spending many Thursday nights with you. If you're a longtime listener, I thank you as well, because I could not do the show without you. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focus on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. We offer advocacy service to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community, involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy. So stay tuned. You're in for a treat. Tonight, my special guest is Adela Williams, and she is a longtime colleague. She is also a young lady who has many goals and aspirations, and I'm really excited to have Adela on the show with me tonight. So, Adela, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. So, thank you for being on the show tonight. I'm really excited. And for our listening audience, I just want to tell you a little bit about Adela, and then we're going to have her just jump right in, and she's going to tell us more about herself. She's a mom, a college student. She's an entrepreneur. She has visions and hopes and aspirations to do many great things this coming year and for many years to come. So, Adela, with that being said, I want you to tell the audience about you.
Yes. As she said, my name is Adela. I am a senior at Liberty University, and I'll be done December of 2016, but I'll actually get to walk across the stage in May of 2017. I am also looking to get my paralegal studies in math for the master's degree program at George Washington University. I'm currently working as a customer care assistant at Xerox, and there are a lot of things that I do want to do. I want to open up a clothing store one day. I am an independent business owner right now working with Ameriplan, and I'm just getting started. And as Ms. Francine did say, I am a mom. I have 5 adult daughters who are doing very well on their own.
Absolutely wonderful. So fantastic. So we have a lot to talk about tonight, so let's just dive right in. Ms. Adela, so tell us more about your education, the process, because sometimes people think when you say, you know, I'm a student and I'm a senior, they don't really realize where you are and what you have accomplished in just a few short years. So can you talk about that a little bit?
I started off with my associate's degree at Bryan and Stratton University. There I got my associate's degree in paralegal studies, and I actually was an on-campus student. And with the bachelor's program at Liberty University, I'm doing online, which means I have to be self-efficient. Time management is a plus. I have to keep up with my assignments on my own. There really isn't anyone to say, okay, your homework is due tomorrow, 3:18. Pretty much I have to just buckle down and say, this is what I want to do and this is what I plan on accomplishing. I have to motivate myself to do my schoolwork, and I have many family members and friends who actually motivate me also. They keep me on my toes. I get daily phone calls. Have you done your homework today? Are you doing your schoolwork? Don't forget to do your schoolwork. Get off the phone, get off of Facebook, do things that you need to get done.
Great. And that being said, and being that you're a mom and you're a mom of five, how has being a mom helped you to do all of those things?
Well, my kids actually motivate me. I want to be a role model for them. And I feel like if I don't do what I tell them to do, why would they even listen to me? There was a point in time when I was doing my bachelor's degree, my kids were younger, so I would put my report card on the refrigerator, and they would be excited about my A's, even the little ones who didn't even know what an A was. And now that all my kids are grown and doing well on their own, they're now motivating me because they're like, Mom, you've gotten us this far. Now it's time for you to make sure you put your goals in full force and you have all of our support.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, we, as women, we have a lot of hats that we have to wear. So being that this is National Women's History Month, I want to talk about the transition from being a mom to a full-time student to a full-time employee and also owning a business. How do you keep everything together, Miss Adela? Please tell us.
I have lists. I write down everything that I'm going to do before I go to bed every night. I write down what I need to get done, and I have my time frame of when, whether it's something that has to be done within 24 hours, all the way up to something that has to be done by the end of the week. And I do this every night. I write down what I need to get done, and I actually write it down, and I cross it off so that I can see that my goal is completed. And I normally keep it on my refrigerator. I have a list, a to-do list on my phone, which I can also mark it out. That keeps me organized. And as far as school, I have a school planner that I actually write down my assignments that I need to take care of for that day. As I stated before, all my homework, there is no professor that says, okay, your homework is going to be or your assignment is going to be due on Monday. I have to keep up with my own workload, and so I pretty much divide how many hours a day that I'm going to actually study. And that way, when it's time to turn in all my assignments on Monday, I'm able to get all my work done. And normally during my lunch break, I pull out my book and I study. As a matter of fact, my friends think that I'm crazy because everywhere I go, I take my laptop and my book bag with me.
So you're always prepared.
So
it shows that, yes, that you have purpose and you have a plan for everything that you do. Can you briefly describe the difference in online college and classroom college?
Well, to me, with online classes, I actually do a lot more reading because what I realized when I was in the classroom, the professor may say, okay, you're going to read chapter 4 and 5, but they only go over maybe 20 pages out of those two chapters, whereas with online classes, I may read 4 chapters a week, and I have to read every chapter because when the quizzes come, I don't know what's going to be on my quiz until I actually open up my quiz, whereas if I was in the classroom, your teacher or professor pretty much says, well, this is going to be on your quiz, this is going to be on your final, this is going to be on your exam. I don't have that luxury with online classes because my professors, they expect you to do all the reading, do the presentation, do the mini assignments, and then you're just supposed to have everything written down, because everything I do in, for my quizzes, it is open book. Therefore, they really don't tell you what you're going to work on. And I mean, sometimes I may have a professor that says, okay, we're going to cover chapters 2, 4, 6, and 10, but that's the most information or help that you're going to get. So for me, the difference between online classes and residential or land classes is the fact that you have to be aware of your time management with online classes, and there is a lot more reading that required to do.
And you explained that really well. So if there was anybody listening tonight that wanted to attend college, but they had a full workload, they worked just like you or a mom or dad, what suggestion would you give them or advice would you give them?
I would say get your household in order. Make sure that you do have a plan for yourself as far as how much time you're going to study. Say, for instance, you work from 9 to 6 and you get home at 7. I would say take an hour for a breather, eat your dinner, spend some time with your kids, but at least dedicate at least 2 to 3 hours a day to get your classes done. I have a professor who had the expectation that in her class you should dedicate anywhere from 10 to 15 hours a week for school. And there is a lot of times that I stay up way past my bedtime just so that I can maintain my goal of getting reading done or getting an assignment done.
Great advice. So from what I'm hearing, you have embraced all that you need to do to make sure that you're successful in your education. Now, we're going to take a brief break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Adela, the businesswoman. So stay tuned. To Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my special guest tonight is Adela Williams, mom, entrepreneur, college extraordinaire. So we're going to talk to Adela right now about her inspiration and what inspires her to be an entrepreneur.
My inspiration as far as being an entrepreneur is the fact that I want to be able to work for myself, do things that I like, and make the money that's going to support the things that I like to do, I want to do, and I need to do.
Okay. Now, it sounds like you have a plan, and of course, everybody knows what I say, there's power in the plan. So can you describe to us how you are going to move forward and start that business? I know you've already started your business. So what is next for you as an entrepreneur?
Well, right now I'm trying to get trained on the things I need to do to run my business and just advertise by social media, word of mouth, by meeting people, my friends, my family, just to get the forefront that I am, this is the product that, or the service that I am selling, and just at least give it a look at. Even if you say no, at least give me the opportunity to sit down with you and explain to you the service that I'm offering.
Okay. So your new business is called Ameriplan, and I know a little bit about it because I'm also in that business as an independent business owner. Can you describe how it was getting involved with Ameriplan? Was it easy, difficult?
It was pretty easy to get involved as far as signing up. Mostly it was me sitting here thinking, okay, do I have time to do this? Is it going to be easy to do? Is it going to take up a lot of my time? There is a small investment, but I spend a lot of money on a lot of other things, so why not spend a few dollars to invest in my own business? So as far as signing up and the actual training, it seems like it's going to be pretty much easy for me.
Great. So can you tell us a little bit about Ameriplan, what you've learned so far, since we know that you're new in the business? And this is great information for someone who's wanting to start a business, whether it's with Ameriplan or not. There is always a process that you have to go through. So can you tell us a little bit about Ameriplan and what you've learned so far in this short period of time since you started?
Ameriplan is not a health insurance. It is actually a discount health plan for dental, vision. Also, there are teledoctors where you can call on the line and you are able to speak with an actual doctor, give them your symptoms, and they're able to diagnose you and write your prescription for that, and not have to go to the leave your home to go to the hospital or go to the doctor's office. And it's a lot lower fee than it would be for most insurance plans for their copay.
And of course, since you joined Ameriplan, can you tell us what benefit you see even for yourself being in Ameriplan?
I'm finding that with the dental, I'm getting, along with my health insurance that I do have, I'm also getting a little more of a discounted rate when it comes to services like having to get my tooth pulled or even having to see a specialist to have any type of major dental work done. And I'm also seeing, because I just used it for my eye doctor's appointment, I elected not to take vision with my job. So with the Ameriplan, their vision is actually better than the health plan that I have at my job. So I'm saving a lot more money with Ameriplan than I am with my actual health and wellness at my job.
Okay, great. So that's great information. So you're just starting. So if someone wanted to know more about Ameriplan, how can they get in touch with you?
Okay. You can just go onto my website, and I will have to get that information for you. I'm looking for that now.
Okay. And while she's looking for that, if you are someone who's just starting a business, and you don't know how to get started or where to get started, you can always give me a call at 757-567-6734, and I'll be able to share information with you and get you in touch with Adela. We are working together. We work on a team, so I don't want you to think that if you call me that I wouldn't give the information to her. It doesn't benefit me to keep it if you're calling for her. So look, we're team players, and I want to help her to grow her business and for her to be successful. And while she's looking for her information, I can tell you that I've been in Ameriplan since last I believe last October. And I find that I really enjoy the residual income because, like Adela, I work and I'm a mom and I'm a grandma. So I need multiple streams of income because I find that the older my children get and the more grandchildren I have, the more money I need. So I'm inspired by my family and helping them to get what they need. And Ameriplan is a family business because if you're on Ameriplan, you can also have your family, anybody in your household can be on your Ameriplan with you, and there's no additional charge. And that's the other thing that I like about it. So were you able to find your website, or do we need to – we can leave it later after
the
show.
Oh, I have it right now. I have it right now.
You want to share that?
It is,
sure.
Yeah. It's discounthealthprogram.ameriplanopportunity.com.
Fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my special guest tonight is Ms. Adela Williams. Now, we've talked about mommyship, and we've talked about collegeship, and we talked about entrepreneurship. So, Adela, is there anything that you would like to share with our listening audience about you and what you're looking for, your big dream? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your big dream. What do you see for yourself in the future?
In the future, my big dream is to go to George Washington University, which I'm also going to be doing online, to get my master's degree. If I don't do that, because I'm on the fence right now whether I want to get my master's degree or just go to law school and become a lawyer. I would love to be able to either work for a government agency once I get my master's degree or work for a real estate law firm.
Fantastic. And you know you're a girl after my own heart because, you know, I love the law. And I love the research and being able to help the community. So let's talk about that a little bit. So you're in school and you have one degree already for paralegal studies, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you're pursuing another degree, and that is, and tell me because you know I'm forgetful.
That's my bachelor's degree.
Okay, and is that in paralegal as well?
Paralegal studies are, yes, it is.
Okay, great. And then you are embracing the idea of possibly being an attorney. So, we talked about the big dream. So, what are you going to do to make that dream come true?
Right now, I'm just keeping my grades up. I do have a 3.8. Grade average, and I'm just right now I'm looking at different schools as far as where I would like to attend, because I know with law school I'm going to have to go into a land school. So I'm really looking at Regent University, or even my first choice if I stay in this area would be William & Mary.
Okay,
but basically
fantastic.
I'm just researching schools, researching scholarships. So the less loans I have to pay back, the better it's going to be for me and my family.
Absolutely. So being that we're in the age of technology, do you find that being in that arena, does it help you with your schoolwork at all, or can it be a hindrance for you because you have so much already on your plate?
I know that they say when you're a law student, the first year you shouldn't work because that is your job. You have to be focused and motivated just to do that first year. And I have had some professors that is now teaching me to be a paralegal who did go to work full time and also attended law school, but they actually attended law school at night part time. So I guess it just depends on when it's time for me to go to law school, what does my life look like, and if my business is successful and I'm making enough money where I can just focus on going to law school full time, then that would be my ultimate choice. But if I'm still getting my business off the ground and I'm still having to work that 9 to 5, then I will have to at least do the first couple of years as a part-time student.
Okay. So it seems to me that you have a plan, and which is powerful and awesome. And since this is National History, Women's History Month, I wanted to share something with our audience. And talking about being inspirational and talking about women, and everybody that knows me, they know Issues Concerning Women, that's what I do. But I wanted to share with you guys about the first published American author was actually a woman. So these things are amazing to me, that we, as Americans, we should know more about our women's history. So I take it upon myself not just to read the books in February and March, but throughout the year. And I know, Adela, that you're an avid reader as well. And
yes.
I'm always excited to learn that the accomplishments that women have made. So I want to applaud all my women listening tonight. And I don't leave the men out, because I know they're a great support system for the women movement, but I also would just like to applaud our women. And Adela, I want to applaud you as well. You
Thank
are
you.
An inspiration to me in so many ways with your disciplinaryship, and I guess that's the word I want to use, and your inspiration and your get-to-it attitude. I really love that about you. And being that you are a up-and-coming entrepreneur, I want to be there to support you. So I really applaud you in all that you do. And you know, if there's anything I can do to help you on your journey, if it's no more than writing a letter, because those of you that don't know, I have mentored Adela for almost a year now, I think. So
yes, it has been.
Yes, but she doesn't know, and I'm sharing this for the first time, how she inspires me. And so I just wanted to share that publicly tonight. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I know that all that you have to do and all that you do, if you could give a word of encouragement to some young man or young woman that's listening tonight, what would that be?
I would tell them to stay in school, do well in school. If you are having any problems with school, talk to your teachers. That's what I did. I've been, as you stated before, I'm an avid reader. Reading helps me step outside of, I can be anywhere in the world by reading a book. I can read a book about France and I'm going to be in France. Just maintain good, steady habits. Don't allow the outside person to distract you from getting to your goals, because there are going to be people who are going to, they're going to see you doing well, and they're going to keep you from doing well. So you have to just be determined and motivated, and I just say stay focused. I stay focused and motivated, and I ask God every day to keep me focused and motivated. And I would just say, in order to get anywhere in life, you have to know where you're going, and you have to have a plan to get there, and you just have to have great willpower, great determination.
That is awesome advice. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have had the pleasure of meeting my guest, Adela Williams. We're going to be hearing more from her throughout the year, so I'm sure she'll come back to the show. and we'll be talking more about her business and keeping up with her and seeing how she's doing throughout the year. And if you have any questions, you can call me at 757-567-6734 after this show, or send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. Adela, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really am excited about what you're doing, and I thank you.
And thank you. It has really been a great pleasure. Good night.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my special guest, Adela Williams. Take care, God bless, and I look forward to speaking with you on next Thursday. Bye-bye now.